Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I swear to God, if it doesn't work this time, I'm quitting this podcast.
Oy.
All the all the patrons will lose their money because I'm not returning it.
Money.
Yeah.
Except for we love y'all and we promise we're going to give you gifts.
Yeah, we're going to do our headshots today.
Yeah, don't expect much from me.
Yeah, or me, either of us.
But you look beautiful.
They're not going to be glamour shots.
Oh.
Though that is what we should have done.
That's what I had in my head.
Oh, when good.
I thought of headshots.
Perfect. Perfect.
But, yeah, like real big hair.
And guys,
shoulder pads.
Just so everyone knows,
nice
we
glow.
Really need, we need patrons.
Yeah, we have two wonderful ones right now.
It just took me 30 minutes to get this fucking microphone to work.
Yeah, because of our...
In your hair.
Who the hell knows? Oh my God, it's pollen.
Pollen.
Pollen. We got pollen in our hair and mics that don't work.
That's right.
That's so, us. We're, again, real professional.
So please donate, and we're going to start now.
What's your excuse?
Oh, we want to jump right in?
No, I was just saying, you have it ready?
Yeah, it's open.
All right, cool.
I was like, wow.
So how was your week?
I was like, I wasn't ready. Good week, yeah.
Hang on. Hey, guys.
Oh.
Welcome to another episode of What's Your Excuse?
Ew. The podcast. I don't know what that was.
That's Caitlin.
And that's Megan.
That's right. And we are here to talk about excuses.
And why people have them.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I don't know why they have them. They're a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, that's true.
This world's full of idiots, including us.
Yeah. Duh.
Duh.
So
that's why we're here.
How was your week? Let's try that one again.
Okay, yeah. Now that people know who we are.
Yeah.
My week was pretty okay. My little brother turned 21.
Yeah. What a young piece of shit.
I know. We drove all the way to San Marcos, and I had to pick up my other brother from Marble Falls. All after I got off work at like 6 o'clock at night, and then we went out immediately. I got to San Marcos at like 9:30, 9:40. And then they were like, let's go out. And
where'd y'all go?
Well, so first off, my mom and stepdad drove us.
Okay.
We all went.
Me?
We all went together. There's a nice little Snapchat from the back of the car saying, Mom's driving us to the bar. And it's just a picture of my two brothers and I, the three of us.
Perfect.
And but then we went to some place called Chimmy's. Okay, I've never drank in.
Yeah, Chimmy's.
Yeah, it was god-awful. It was like Fuckboy City.
Yeah. Well, they all are.
Yeah, well, we ended up going to an Irish pub.
Which one?
St. Patrick's.
Yeah.
And my youngest brother's name Patrick, so that was fitting.
Perfect.
Yeah. Was not as loud. There was places to sit.
Yeah.
We had a much more enjoyable time there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were all tired, so we went home.
Yeah.
It was like midnight 30, and we were like,
There was a place, God, I wish I could remember the name. It was right on the corner before you hit the square, really. It's on the corner of Hopkins and 3rd. And they had really good cheap margaritas. But, yeah, we used to go there a lot.
Yeah, Jimmy's.
Grins, maybe? No. Because that was the restaurant. I don't remember.
Well, I'll make him figure it out.
Yeah.
That Jimmy's place sucked.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
They had super cheap margaritas too, though, right?
It was like $6.
Oh, they used to.
And it was in a plastic cup. And then they sangria tasted like it was an old juice box.
Yeah. Early in the day. Like, this
is spoiled.
Like, happy hour, they'll do margaritas for like $2.
Yeah.
Which, like, I can justify in those plastic fucking cups.
Yeah.
Because they're not big plastic cups.
No, they're not.
They're like little, like, what you would see at like.
Smaller than a solo cup, yeah.
Yeah, it's like what you would see at like an event where someone paid for a margarita machine to rent.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what these cups were like. And my brother got a $6 like peach frozen margarita. Mm-hmm. I just got Dos Equis because I was like, I don't trust y'all.
Yeah.
And then my other brother got whiskey and he didn't know what kind of whiskey he wanted, so I picked.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. I don't think he liked it.
Oh, well.
I don't think any of us... Well, I liked my dose. It was dose.
Yeah.
But...
Well, good.
I don't think anyone else liked the drinks. My mom got that sangria.
Yeah.
And she let Patrick try it, and he was like, this is gross. And I was like, sangria's pretty yummy, bud. And then I tasted it, and I was like, this is rotten. Like, I was like, Mom, how did you drink half of that? She goes, I know. I just felt bad because I spent money on it. And I was
No, just remember when like I used shit. To... When we used to drink there, I was in college.
Yeah.
And... pretty young
so. It was not my scene, but the Sean Patrick's was pretty fun. Lady was real nice when we forgot our leftovers, because my drunk ass was like, get some cheese fries for the table, as one does. And then nobody wanted cheese fries but me. I was like, fucking help me eat these, and they were like, Kaylin, we don't want these. We just ate at the house.
You and I'm like, ordered these.
Excuse me, I get hungry when I drink.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm like, I need more food so I can eat, drink more.
Yeah. Well, it's duh. That's
the way it works. I don't know. But besides that, that's really all I did. I don't think anything else exciting happened. I don't know. Tomorrow I'm going to clean the house and change my taillight finally.
Neat.
So that way I don't get another ticket, because the judge only brought it down $50. So I still got to pay $100.
Aww.
On top of the $84 it cost to renew my registration because it was so late. It's 110% my fault, so I can't complain.
Yeah.
I'll also complain.
You can.
Yeah.
It's just unjustified.
No one will have pity.
Yeah.
Anyways, how was your week?
Good. Hey, I'm going to try something real quick.
Okay.
And so I don't want it to stop the recording in the middle of a sentence. So, quick pause. Oh, it did not stop the recording, so that's neat.
Okay, fun.
I'm gonna... Oh, well, but I need to stop the recording real quick.
Okay.
We're back, baby!
Yay!
So, my week went well. I was... Just so everyone knows what I was doing just now, why I paused this, I was just changing some presets on our recording.
Yeah.
So that maybe we can make it sound less, like, garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd like to have... a producer of sorts.
That'd be great.
Because I am real sick of it. I'm real over it, y'all.
Mm.
But my week went okay. You know, questioned my career.
Oh, I love when that happens.
A nice couple of weeks. That's been the past, like, couple of weeks. Because what people don't realize is I am fully commissioned.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't make anything for answering your dumb questions.
Yeah.
Like, so when I asked,
can I live in this house? And I sent you a...
That's different. I'm saying, like, when I spend time asking or answering tons of your questions, the assumption when you're asking me said questions is Well, and not even that you're looking, but just that, like, when you are ready, I'll be the person that you call.
Yeah.
So when I spend months and months answering your questions, and then you say, oh, we're going to use someone else, that's irritating and upsetting for me. So,
I'm like, people, dumb bitches.
So, basically, I like probably every year around this time, I will think to myself, like, I should find a job that's more stable because this is our slow part of the year every year. It turns out, though, as much as I joke about my degree being useless, it's fucking useless. Like, oh, no. I don't know that I could find a job if I seriously committed to it. So I'm still doing my current business. So that's one thing that I spent my week doing.
Oh, fun.
I went back to my second job, which is fine because it does give me some stable income. we had this lady come in to talk to our company today from, like, Tony Robbins. He's, like, a life coach or something, a success coach.
Fine.
And so she came and talked to us today and then tried to get us to go to one of his seminars, which, like, I would love to go to. He's incredible. But I don't have $1,000 to go to Dallas for 4 days. Like, no thanks.
Is that, like, including your hotel?
No. Or,
no? That's just the conference fee?
To get to the conference.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah. And,
YouTube his TED Talks.
Yeah.
Google that shit.
I told her, I was like, no, I can't. My niece's birthday falls in the middle of that conference. And she was like, well, she'll have other birthdays. And, like, I don't know if you guys know this. She's the only person that I care about in the world. That my niece, like, she's pure perfection.
Yeah.
I don't care. Get the fuck away from me if you think anything else. And so I was like, well, it's my mom's only grandchild. So, like, no.
Yeah.
So.
Jesus.
I was like, lady.
Also, you never know what can happen. Like,
well.
I mean, but. Or, like, I mean, but, like, to anyone,
that
circumstance will never happen again.
Yeah. So, and that was my thing. I was like, yeah, she'll have other birthdays, but not a seventh birthday.
Yeah.
Like, she'll I know it's not this monumental birthday, but I'm like, no, but I like spending as much time as I can with her.
Yeah.
She is my favorite person.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty much it. I made a cool shirt.
She did. She's wearing it. We'll take a photo.
Yeah. Some nice, I made a couple of Schitt's Creek shirts.
Nice.
I made another one that says Rosebud Motel.
Nice.
So, do you watch that show?
No.
Oh, fucking watch it.
I don't have any Netflix or Hulu.
Does Jeremy?
No.
Why?
I don't know, because we're both losers. We got DVDs. I do, well, okay. All right. Well, I did have a laptop.
Uh-huh, that's so right.
But my Blu-ray player does have, like, a Netflix app.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to figure out how to connect my Blu-ray to the Wi-Fi.
Figure it out, because that show's fucking gold.
We got a, we have a Schitt's Creek card at Gray.
I love Schitt's Creek so
much. I don't
remember
what it says. But it says something about shit.
Oh, it's so great.
But it seems like a good, pretty good show. Yeah. For lots of good things.
Yeah. Eugene Levy, Daniel Levy. Daniel Levy's fucking phenomenal and hilarious.
I want to watch it.
He's great. But, so, I also watched all of that.
No,
all
good.
Five seasons.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of The Good Place right now.
It's pretty good. How are you watching that?
On the DVD. He's got
he's
got the seasons on DVD.
Okay.
We just finished season one. We're going to start season two.
Okay.
Pretty good. Speaking of him, Jeremy said that he was going to, Jeremy's my now boyfriend.
Okay.
And he said he was going to donate to our Patreon. And I said, that's going to look so bad when we read your name off. And I was like, we're bribing our boyfriends to be our Patreon donors. But then you said.
I don't fucking care.
Yeah. Yeah. So then I was like, that's going to look bad. And he was like, I'll just say it's for sex stuff. And I said, deal.
Yeah. That sounds so much better now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, I don't fucking
care. If Jeremy's
name
ends up on our Patreon list that we read, just know it's for sex stuff and because he supports us.
Yeah.
So
that's
good,
and
Ryan.
On that note, no.
We're going to bribe him.
Well, if he's going to be a patron, then he can just buy us new stuff.
Yeah, he could.
At that point.
Yeah, bud, just buy us a new adapter.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Welcome to our club. Buy us shit.
Buy us shit in the club.
So, on that point... We probably need to give our shout-outs to our patrons. I always want to call you guys Patreons, but you're not. You're patrons.
Yeah, you're patrons of our Patreon.
That's right.
Of our podcast.
So I'm going to say just a real quick shout-out to Brandon Bush. He does not wrestling. Is it Rapid Kick? Who's Rapid Kick Media?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's Nate's thing. But it's Brandon Bush. He has a YouTube channel. Brandon, if you will change your name on your patron site to be what y'all's YouTube stuff is, we'll read that for you.
Every week.
Yeah, every
Give
single
you a shout
week.
Out.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Brandon has a YouTube. So, and then
Ashley H is our other Patreon donor, our other patron. She is wonderful.
It is Rapid Kick Media.
Oh, dope. We don't have to delete anything.
Yeah, exactly. Except for where I said it's not.
Yeah.
So, go
and
on.
And Ashley, Ashley doesn't have anything she wants to promote, but she has a good job, and she's making stable income, and she's doing better than me, so.
You know, me too, buddy.
And she has a big heart and is willing to donate to us, so we love her so much, and she is very sweet. And she has super cute cats.
So,
aw, they can look at Kiki's picture when it gets to her.
So, Brandon's podcast, I found it. It's the Good Buddies Anime Podcast. You can follow him on Twitter.
Fun.
Or YouTube. YouTube is Rapid Kick Media. But yeah, the Good Buddies Anime Podcast, they watch anime, I think. Watch a series and review it in chunks. They go over the good, bad, and everything in between.
Love it.
So yeah.
I should listen to that.
Yeah, we should probably subscribe to it.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's on iTunes, but
we'll find it.
Go check that out, guys.
Yeah, check it. Check it.
Check it. Check, 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 check. All right. Okay, so, do you want to...
Yeah. Start off?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So, this week, the infamous...
Wait. I want you to know, Liam at your work...
Yes.
He said, oh, you do the podcast with Caitlin. And I said, yes. And he said, I listened to it. And I said... Mm-hmm. How much have you listened to, Liam? Because I knew
two.
What I've heard about him, which is like pretty religious, pretty good kid.
Yeah.
Good kid.
Yeah, good kid.
And I was like, how much have you listened to? And he said, I listened to the first one.
Yes.
And I said, what did you think? What did you like and dislike? And he said, I thought you guys were really funny, but y'all could get to the content faster.
Don't fucking tell us.
And I was like, okay, Liam, I don't care about your input, actually.
We have fun.
Be an adult.
Yeah. Gosh.
My feedback for you, things I like and dislike. I like that you're a good employee. I dislike you're a child.
Yeah.
And you're married.
Yeah. LOL.
I don't dislike that. If you listen to this episode, which you probably won't, I don't dislike that. I'm just fucking kidding.
Yeah. I told him to listen. I think he also listened to the episode Ryan was on.
Oh, yeah.
And then I told him to listen to Water a Goose, because I think that's probably one of our best.
That is one of our better ones.
I love that one.
Yeah, it's
and
funny.
So I was like, listen to Water a Goose. It's real funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if he ever did. My brother, okay, so I picked Brett up from Marble Falls. Mm-hmm. Brett, the one who is in town today but uh-huh. can't make time for me.
Right.
Whatever. not bitter.
We're not mad.
Fuck you, even Brett. Though I drove like an hour and a half out of my way in all directions to take him everywhere this weekend. It's fine. He told me, he said, yeah, I listened to that one you told me to listen to where I talked about his, like, juicy carrot story, the uh-huh. sleepwalking one.
Yeah.
But he was sleep talking. It was Patrick, the youngest one who slept walk. But he was like, yeah, I was listening, and it was just really weird to have my sister screaming in my ear. And also, you cuss, like, way too much. He was like, you say cuss words just to say them. You don't... It's like
Brett,
one thing.
That's why everyone says cuss words.
Exactly. He was like, it's one thing if you say it because there's no other word that can express what you're feeling. And I was like, I feel a lot of goddamn emotions all the time. I'm feeling shit right now. And I have to use my cuss words to show everyone how I feel.
Yeah, I'm not trying to have an intellectual conversation with people.
No.
In which case, I would not use swear words.
No. We're just talking.
Yeah.
It's bar talk.
Yeah. I'm not trying to run for president by being like, I'd like to be your fucking president.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I'm just having a podcast.
Yeah. This isn't a professional setting.
Basically, what we do at this podcast is we ask for your feedback, and then we say, fuck you.
Fuck you. We're going to do what we want.
Yeah. We get real defensive real quick.
Yay. It's our strong suit.
Yeah.
But yeah. So he told me that. And then he said, so he works at a church camp. And he said one of his campers listens to us kind of avidly.
Cool.
So we have a fan up there.
Ooh, church
and
camp.
I said, and he was like, yeah. And then I met a friend from high school, like who I hadn't seen in like a solid 6 years.
Okay.
Because she was there uh-huh. doing a camp. And she was like, yeah, I listened to one episode, maybe a half. And because my eyes just went like... Because she's, like, so pure of heart. Like, probably the most, like, innocent human I've ever met. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, please, dude, you can't listen to this. Yeah, I don't think she made it through a full episode.
That seems fair. Listen, we're not for everybody.
No, it's, yeah.
I mean, we should be, but we're not.
Yeah, if you're not into cussing, probably not.
Yeah. you're not into cussing or periods, anything like that.
Yeah, something gross.
We're probably poop not talk. It for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, poop no, talk for real.
I ain't got no issue with my period.
I don't have any issues with poop.
No poop, no periods.
Yeah.
No period or poop issues.
So
nature's
lubricant. Get into it before we piss Liam off. All right, so go ahead, start over. What are we going to talk about today, my friend?
Okay, yeah, now that we're here, Liam.
20 minutes.
We'll let him know. Say, hey, you got to listen to the whole fucking intro, because that's where we talk about you. Can't get to the meat of the stuff. Today we're going to talk about everyone's favorite excuses. Mm-hmm. Probably the ones that are most commonly used in the whole wide world. Excuses for not showing up to work.
Yes.
And there's some fun ones in here. It says 38. We will not read all of those.
No, we will not.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But that would be fun. So, number one, the employees, so I guess it refers to everyone as employees. It's from socialtalent.com. I don't know. I guess they're trying to remain anonymous. I don't know. Anyways, his 12-year-old daughter stole his car, and he had no other way to get to work. He didn't want to report the theft to police for fear his daughter would get a criminal record. And then it's got a nice little gif of
I have either mean girls. Read this before, or we did it before.
We didn't do this.
Okay. Okay, we didn't do it before.
I think it was from that one time when I was drunk, probably, and said, hey, let me tell you what we can do. And then I forgot. Uh-huh. Immediately that I said that, hey, we could do this. And
oh, okay.
Couldn't think.
When you kept saying I was insane for thinking that we had done it?
I was
it?
Like, nah, nah, nah.
And oh, my God.
No, nah. So I think that's what happened.
Okay.
Who knows? I don't know. Could be wrong. Anyways.
Well, whatever.
So, good dad, I guess. He didn't want his daughter to get theft for criminal record, but also, like, maybe control your daughter.
Yeah.
Also, fucking get an Uber to work. Mm-hmm. Maybe so find your daughter.
Friend in
find
middle your daughter. School. I had a friend in middle school who they stole their mother's car to go just run around town basically in Austin. And his mom did file a police report because she was like, my fucking car's gone. They obviously didn't tell her they were taking her car.
Yeah.
So she was like, my fucking car's gone. And they had to go to court in like eighth grade.
Oh, shit.
And basically their punishment was they had to be in a remedial class for the first semester of like freshman year or something.
Damn.
So, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, whoa.
Uh-huh.
Also, they didn't get anything for underage or unlicensed driving.
I don't know.
They should have.
I don't remember. But the next one says the employee's cervix was hurting them. The employee was a male.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. He's got
fuck
one of those.
You. That's our sure. only excuse we get that you guys don't get.
Yeah.
Let us have it.
Yeah.
Don't steal our excuses.
You can just be like, my girlfriend's cervix is hurting.
Yeah.
This one's good. His sobriety, maybe I need one. His sobriety device wouldn't allow him to start his car. That's
I
good.
I feel like that's a reasonable excuse. However, you should not be drunk right before work.
Yeah, no. Yeah. If you're on your way to work, maybe don't drink.
Yeah. Just,
that seems kind of easy.
It seems like a given.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe not to us. I don't know.
Oh, well.
Live your life, bud. Do you.
Employee forgot he was hired for the job.
Okay. I feel like...
I don't know how you forget getting a job.
I feel like maybe once that I did that.
Oh?
No, someone hired me and then I just chose not to come.
Okay. Fair enough.
I said I didn't want that job anymore.
Okay.
It was an internship.
Fair. I once got hired and immediately fired from a job. I got hired, and then they asked me if I could come to work the next day, and I was like, I can't. I have things going on the next day. Y'all told me it would be like a week or two before I start.
Yeah.
And then they called me, and they said, I don't think it's going to work out. We're going to have to let you go.
What the fuck?
It was all within an hour, and it's all on my Facebook, where I was like, guys, I got a job. And then the next post was like, guys, I lost my job. Guys, I got fired.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Yeah.
That's
I did
good.
Not love it.
No. But that sucks.
Yeah.
That's a funny
story. I mean, it's a funny story, yeah, though.
Now it's fun. damn. Okay, fun.
Yeah.
Cool. This one says, she was in line at a coffee shop when a truck transporting flour backed up and dumped the flour into her convertible. Well, shouldn't have a convertible.
Yeah. I feel like that was just an all out lie, though.
Yeah. Flour truck. Dumped the... No.
Why is it not in bags?
That stuff, yeah. A. I mean, I wonder... But if it was in bags, I wonder if it, crushed her to death. That'd be fun.
Oh, my God. That'd be fun?
Not fun. but, man, that's scary. Because can you imagine, pounds of flour just hitting... Boop, 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 boop,
oh, my God, no.
That would hurt.
Ryan threw a pillow at me the other day and it hit me and I was like, ow, why would you do that?
Just sack of flour.
He did say, he's like, you put your hand up like you were ready to catch it. And I was like, that doesn't mean you should throw it at me. And he was like, your hand was up for me to throw it to you.
No, that meant I'm scared of you.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Immediate knee-jerk reaction.
He was not understanding. He was like, what's the matter with you?
He's silly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so maybe don't be in line at a coffee shop in your convertible.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
Yeah. Get pooped on by a bird, like I did the other day.
Oh.
I was walking and got in my hair. It was very disgusting, and I was at work, so I couldn't go home. I had to live with bird poop.
Here's a good one. Employee claimed her bus was delayed before producing a handwritten note signed by the bus driver.
How considerate of that bus driver?
How considerate of that employee to fake that?
I know. Man, what are we, in the fucking third grade?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I didn't do my homework today, but here's my mom telling you why.
Yeah.
Exactly. Fuck you. You're a grown-ass adult. Walk.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Ugh. Ooh. Okay, I want to read this one just because I like the typo they got in it.
Do it.
Employee thought she had won them lottery.
Oh.
She was mistaken. She didn't win. But them lottery. She thought she won them lotteries.
Oh, my God. That's probably how she said it.
Probably. She said,
I won them lottery.
I thought I won them lotteries. I didn't have to come into work no more.
I feel like I would not quit my job until it was verified that I won them lotteries.
Yes. When the monies hit my account, then I would quit them jobs.
Yeah. I would drive to Austin, go get my monies.
Yeah.
And then be like, by the way, I quit.
By the way, bye.
Except it didn't have to be a big lotto winning.
Yeah. Yeah. Powerball.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no. I would still keep my job, but also live a little bougie on the side.
Ooh,
and employee, cut back my hours.
Here's a good one. Employee claimed her dog was having a mental breakdown. I'm going to tell you right now that's good because I have never used my dog's seizures as an excuse, but when he does have seizures, I can't go to work.
Yeah.
I can't leave him alone.
Because he'll die.
No, he'll just piss and shit everywhere and then accidentally seize in the shit. And, roll in it, which, I'm not...
Could he still die, though? That's scary. Seizures are scary. I don't know how to work them.
Yeah, they are scary. But they basically, there's nothing we can do to, stop them.
Oh.
Other than, his medicine.
Yeah.
But whenever he has one, we kind of just have to, watch him have them.
Yeah.
So this got real sad. Side note, I will tell you something to cheer you up. Okay. Someone posted on Facebook the other day... it said, do white people know that the dogs in Flint, Michigan don't have clean water? Have we tried this approach?
Really, though?
I immediately was like, oh my God, those dogs don't have clean water.
Yeah. Did you just hear my response?
Yeah. Oh my God, no one dogs. Thought about it.
Fuck the people. Yeah. Save the goddamn dogs. Yep. Oh. That is insane how long that has been going on. I'm sorry.
Oh, it is.
I do not understand.
Yeah, no.
So many things.
No.
Baylor got a whole new goddamn stadium. Sorry, I'm stuck on that word.
Yeah.
But, in the...
Yeah. Next.
These are both really good. I don't know which one I want to do. Employee accidentally flushed their car keys down the toilet. How?
They did not go down the toilet, sir.
No. Yeah, those I was like, can a toilet?
In the toilet water, and you didn't want to put your hand in to get them.
Oh, yeah.
Let's call it what it is.
Ooh, one time at Spice, something important was in the toilet. I don't remember what. But there was, like, pee and shit, and mm-hmm. we had to get it out.
Yeah.
It was me. I had to get it out.
I saw a girl at True Love a few weeks ago. She didn't want to pay the 50 cents to play foosball, so she decided to play with her one single car key that she, like, her one single key that she had with her, which was her car key, and she shot it into the goal, and they could not get it out that night. She had to have a friend drive her to her parents to get another key.
Bitch.
And wait for the people to come and open the foosball table.
Jesus.
Which I was like, why you would you use bitch. Your key?
Yeah. Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Is this the other one that you said was super good? Yeah.
I liked it.
Employee was feeling all of the symptoms of his expecting wife.
It's sympathy pains.
Yup.
I mean, if I was a man, I'd probably use
it. I would
it
use it. Yeah. Again, our one excuse that we as women get.
Yeah. Oh, my girlfriend's cramping. I'm cramping through.
Yeah.
I'm cramping in my brain.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Don't take these things away from us.
Yeah. You already have everything else.
Yeah.
Okay? Let us have something, too.
Honestly.
God. You know that one meme of the man in the swimming pool pouring the water on his face, like, talking about, like, men's rights and stuff?
Nope.
It's like when you find... It's really funny. We'll find it.
All right.
We'll post it. We'll post it for y'all to see, just in case you haven't seen it as well.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty fun. This would be me. And someone ate too much at a party and needed a day off to digest.
But sometimes, when you get the meat sweats, you need a full day.
Full day. Can you call into work for that?
No.
Yeah.
You can't. But you should be able to.
Yeah. Say, like, oh, sorry, got the meat sweats.
Yeah. When did I cut my finger?
I don't know. I do that shit all the time.
Huh.
Do you want some Walton?
No. I already took one.
That's right.
But I do think I have a kiki hair in my throat. Employee said he had to help deliver a baby on the way to work. Are you a doctor?
Are you a doctor? Yeah, you shouldn't do that if you're not.
Please don't reach your hands into someone's vagina to deliver a child.
There's only one doctor we trust. You all know his alias now.
That's right. Dr. Long Baby.
Dr. Long Baby. Should we explain why we call him that?
No.
No? Okay. Do you think he'll never listen?
No, I don't think so.
I'm going to tell him, look, we posted your alias on our thing, so now you have to listen to our podcast to find it.
Okay.
And then he'll see the one that says Dr. Long Baby and go, oh, that's me.
Yeah.
He'll know.
And then he'll say, go, that's fair. What the fuck? He will not say that's fair.
No. I wish he would.
Maybe we don't tell him.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to tell him. Connor went in the other day and I said, did you try to get him on the podcast again? Because,
mm-hmm.
like, okay, so...
Oh, Connor goes to him, too?
Yes.
Oh,
I've referred both you and Connor to him. He owes... Dr. Long Baby owes me so much money.
Yeah.
So much free care.
Yeah.
And then Anastasia's baby,
mm-hmm.
Aurora, was delivered by him.
Yeah.
I did not refer that. That happened before I knew her.
Yeah.
But it was just a weird quinky-dink.
Yeah.
So...
He's great.
He is really great, and we're not going to say his real name, but you should all go see him.
Yeah.
So just find the one that looks like a long baby.
Yeah.
Employee
said.
What
did Connor say?
He was like, well, I didn't say anything. Because I told him I said it. And then I asked when he went and like told me the results. And I was like, did you ask him about the podcast? And he was like, no. And I was like, well, why?
We've got other people doing our bidding.
Obviously, that is the most important part of your doctor's visit.
Duh.
Not the fact that you're sick or whatever it was. But like. Us.
Come on.
Think about the people.
Yeah.
We need him. This one said...
I wonder if I cover it like this, if it won't echo so much.
Maybe.
We'll try it.
Employee said an escaped buffalo from a game reserve kept charging at her every time she tried to go to her car from her house. That's a funny little gift they get attached to it.
Oh, my God.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
I love cows.
I would believe it, and I would accept it.
Yeah, I would be like, yeah, I wouldn't fucking get in my car either.
Yeah, no.
That would be scary.
You want to do this last one?
Sure.
You want to make it last? Okay.
Scroll through them all. Make sure there's not a better one.
Yeah.
And if there's two, we'll do two more.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Do,
do, do, do, do. All right, I got a good one.
What's your excuse? That was a nice fade out.
Employees said their legs had fallen asleep while they sat on the loo, the toilet. When they stood up, they fell and broke their ankle. How long was that shit?
Like, really, though?
Honestly.
Because, like, I mean, sometimes I poop and then I sit on my phone for, like, a long ass time.
Yeah.
And I forget that I'm sitting there.
But my legs have never fallen asleep.
Yeah, where I can't use them.
I break my ankle.
Yeah. Because, like I'm talking, like, 45 minutes I've probably sat on the toilet before.
Yeah.
Maybe a whole ass hour.
Like, come on.
Yeah. And my leg's still awake.
I cannot.
That's insane. Was there another one that you thought was really good?
Yes. There is.
Let's find it. Do, 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 do. What's your excuse?
24.
See? Perfect. This guy hurt his back while chasing a beaver.
Yep.
A beaver, Bucky's.
Yep.
Like beaver nuggets. This beaver. Did I ever tell you about the time that I almost got killed by a beaver?
No, what?
it triggered me. I'm having some recovered memories right now. Okay, so on Baylor's campus, underneath the bridge by the BSB, there is this beaver that I guess would like swim down. It had something to do with baseball too.
Right.
This beaver would like build shit around this bridge, and it would come up, and I used to have real bad insomnia and would walk campus at like 3 a.m. when I couldn't sleep by myself. It's amazing I'm not dead.
Yeah, sounds safe.
Yeah, super not safe. But I would walk all the way over to the BSB, complete opposite side of campus from my dorm, by the way. And one time I was walking over there, just minding my own business because I liked the fountain that was over there. I wanted to go stare at it for a while. Wasn't even high. Just wanted to stare at it.
Okay.
And this beaver comes up, and I was like, ooh, hello, beaver. And then it starts smacking its tail on the ground, like, smack, 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 and charges me.
Ah!
And I was like, God, God, God! Like,
oh, my God.
Faster than I ever have before in my life. It was terrifying.
Yeah.
It was one of the most terrifying things in my life. So he probably did hurt his back.
Yeah.
Chasing a beaver.
But why was he chasing the beaver?
Oh. Maybe he needed
to build something. You see the difference in those stories? Something.
Yeah. Huh. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he needed a log cabin built.
So.
Beavers are excellent log cabin builders. Not really. They just pile some sticks together. But in Chronicles of Narnia, they had a pretty swanky house inside.
They did. They did.
So there's that.
So that's it for this week.
That is.
But we do want to tell you guys about a couple of ideas that we've had to encourage you to become patrons.
Yes.
We are going to release at least one bonus episode that we've come up with. One of them will be things that Caitlin doesn't want her dad to hear.
Yes.
Because frequently we joke about how Caitlin will say, make sure and take that out. I don't want my dad to hear it.
Yes. And quite often.
Yeah. So that's an episode
that I'm not comfortable with him hearing.
Yeah. That's an episode that only Brandon and Ashley will hear.
Yep.
Unless you subscribe.
That's right.
And then you will gain access to it.
That's right.
So we'll get working on that sometime this week. Another idea that we've had is once we reach 15 patrons, we want to allow you guys to vote on not only what themes our episodes will be, but also on what bonus material you want to hear.
Yeah, we'll give you some options. Like maybe Megan being drunk for once.
Yeah, that's an idea.
I'll drink a Polar Pop.
Uh-huh.
Which I can only drink about this much soda at a time before I start getting sick. Kitty. And then you'll drink the alcohol.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll have one glass instead of five.
Or an episode of us picking apart a TV show that Jeremy was in.
Yeah, that's true. Jeremy was in a TV
show. On the air.
It was pretty great.
Yeah, because not every bonus episode that we're going to do is going to be excuse-related. It's just, you know, we're here to have fun.
You're here to listen to us talk.
Yeah.
Okay?
So exactly.
While we have a platform, we're going to talk about some shit.
That's right. So those are a couple of ideas that we've had. If you have other ideas for what you'd like to hear bonus episode-wise, we'd like to hear them, but consider becoming a patron before you start giving us your ideas, because it's hard to take you seriously if you're not even a patron.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, exactly. Then, Liam, you can tell us about how you think we should maybe get to, poor Liam.
Yeah, and maybe.
He's like brand new to work, too.
We're going to take a lot of the shit talk out of there.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, I hate him for being married.
Oh, we'll take that part out. Don't. I mean, why? we're just not into long-term commitment. Yeah,
oh, he's I am. Know. Yeah, but we're I am kidding. Too. We're
I love
kidding.
Weddings.
Please don't hate us now.
But I think he'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
He'd like to be shit-talked.
I don't think people like that the way you think they like that. So
I feel like he really would.
But yeah, give us your input. Become a patron, because we do want to improve our sound quality, improve our ability to record.
Yes.
And
decent things.
Possibly tell your friends about us also, because if we have a better listening number, we may be able to talk someone into producing our episodes for us so that they can sound better also.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Word of mouth is honestly the best thing that you can do. We have friends who share us to their Instagram stories.
Yeah.
And that honestly helps so much more than you could think, because then that's getting those people that are your friends that we have no connection to out there, and they're able to actually possibly come and listen to us. So make sure you're telling your friends, tell them that, like, hey, they're the best podcast ever. Please listen to every single one. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast on all platforms.
And just to let you guys know again, we are on Spotify.
We are.
We are on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
So if you don't have an iPhone, don't worry.
There's ways.
Other opportunities.
We're also on podcast.com.
That's right.
That's just an easy, simple, dimple way to find us. I don't think simple dimple.
Simple dimple.
it's a thing now.
So these are the things that we have. These are what we are asking of you as our friends and our listeners, is to help us. We want to be better.
Yeah, we do.
We want to improve.
And
we'd also like some ads.
Yeah, that'd be great. We can't do that without your help.
People don't want to give us money if we have 12 listeners.
Yeah, they want more listeners.
Yeah.
I asked Connor, because we were figuring out. Oh, man, he said sick cat as well. I said, excuses for getting out of work. Tell me your best one right now.
Oh, sick cat.
And he said, sick cat. And he said, Ryan's used that one, right? I don't think Ryan has. Y'all don't have a cat.
No, whenever I've called him and said, Mara's having seizures, I need you to come home for a minute because it's a really bad one. He's had to come home, but he will not do it as an excuse. I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
he will not do it as an excuse.
I've used Kiki before.
Yeah.
Out of getting out of class, not work.
Yeah.
But there was one time that I was like, yo, really don't want to come in today. Kiki had, she did have a really bad poop accident.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, this is so much, her stomach must be hurting.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like as bad as
I remember you told me about that.
But then he also said boyfriend's car accident. And I was like, wait, what? Because he goes, that's an actual excuse for my real life. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And he was like, I forgot, over spring break, Connor was in a car accident where got sideswiped.
Oh, no.
Taylor didn't go into work that day because of the accident. That's not really an excuse. Like, I would probably call in, too, if my boyfriend was in an accident.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I was like, wait, are you okay? Is Taylor okay? Like,
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, but no. They're both fine. He just said that car accident was used for both of them.
Yeah.
I really do kind of want to go through the Starbucks group me.
Yeah.
We can. Can we?
Do you want to do that as a bonus episode?
We could.
That way
I can't
some people can't listen to it.
Yeah. That would be fun.
There are going to be people who don't subscribe or don't become patrons.
So if you want to hear some more excuses of real life ones that we've found.
Yeah.
That I hear every single day.
Yeah.
then, you know, donate.
Donate.
Donate. Uh-huh. I was like, subscribe? Nope.
So we are on Facebook, What's Your Excuse Podcast, with spaces.
That's right. We're also on Instagram, at What's Your Excuse Podcast, no spaces.
And to send us your suggestions or your stories, anything really, if you just want to send us some email, yeah. What's Your Excuse Podcast at gmail.com. No spaces because it's an email address.
That's right. Yeah. That would not work. So send us that there.
Also, you know, the more patrons we get, we can get a website and then get some fucking merch up there because, like, I have stickers.
Yeah.
And I can make shirts. Mm-hmm. So.
I almost bought, like, a whole pack of stickers the other day.
Yeah.
Then it was, like, $80. And I was like,
yeah.
Oy.
Yeah.
And, like, that doesn't seem like a lot of money, but.
No, it is.
When you're, yeah.
I when was you're like, doing something as a hobby for free.
Uh-huh.
Of entertaining people. It's a lot of money. It's and a lot, like, of money.
I want to give y'all some nice shit. But, yeah. Like, we can't.
Yeah.
We can't. And because then there's also, like, while, like, the stickers and everything that you can make are great.
Yeah.
There's also the factor of your time.
Yeah. My time. And they cost me money.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
in order to get y'all merchandise, which we would love to do, we've heard y'all would want merchandise. Yeah. We really, really need your support. So if you, like, we're just going to stress, this is called the Patreon episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so.
So, all right, guys. Well, thank you for listening.
You're the best shitheads on the face of the planet.
Speak in your ears next week.
Next week.
All right, shitheads.
Bye, shitheads.
Bye.